Good morning, class.
Good morning, Brother Keith.
Hi, I'm Keith Moore, and we welcome you to Faith School. Faith School is the place where my spirit is fed, where my faith grows stronger, and where I learn how to be an overcomer. It is good to be an overcomer.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's good to be more than a conqueror through Christ.
Yes.
Go ahead, say it out loud. I'm born of God.
I'm born of God.
It makes me an overcomer.
Makes me an overcomer.
Hallelujah. So that's what the scripture said. The one that's born of God overcomes the whole world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith, which is why we're so big on faith around here. We enjoy overcoming.
Yes.
And winning all the, just never get tired of it. Mm-hmm. Well, get your Bible, something to make a note with, and come on into the classroom with us. And let's release faith today for exactly what the Lord knows we need. Lord, we do ask you for utterance and anointing and direction and help for right now. And Lord, the enlightenment of the eyes of our heart and understanding to be free from all confusion and all deception, and be free from the wrong traditions of men that hinder the Word of God, and to see what's you and what's true. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Well, for weeks now, we've been on our series we're calling Faith for Provision. We're going through one by one 30 reasons why we are sure abundant provision is always God's will for us all. I like saying that.
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
Well, say it then. Abundant provision, is always God's will,
for us all.
Abundant provision.
Abundant provision.
Do you know what abundant provision is?
Yes.
No lack.
No.
Right?
Yes.
No scarceness.
No.
Not coming short.
No.
Abundant provision.
Abundant provision.
Is always
God's will,
for me. That includes today.
Yes.
Hmm?
Yes.
Today. This week. This month. This year.
Yes.
Go ahead and decree it and say, I'm having a good year.
I'm having a good year.
Amen.
Amen.
Mrs. Well, it's too early to tell. No, it's not. Not if you believe. We're not walking by sight.
Right.
We're walking by faith.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And faith even to call those things that be not yet as though they were.
Yes.
If it looks like, or if it's plain to see, it's been a bad year thus far. Well, the year ain't over.
Yes.
I said, the year's not over.
Yes.
God can do amazing things
yes.
in a month or two or
yes.
in the last week.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
How many know the last day of the year could make the year?
Yes.
It could.
Yes.
God can do things.
Yes.
If you won't get negative
right.
and not believe. So we're going one by one. Started with God being our shepherd. The Lord being our shepherd, I shall not want, shall not lack. And we've been through 15 already given reasons, and they're all available to you at faithschool.org if you go online. No cost, no charge. You can get caught up with us. We're down to number 16 in our study, and we're calling it this reason, the promised land. The promised land. We saw that God told his people that he had delivered out of Egyptian bondage. He said, I have spied a land for you, a land that flows with milk and honey, a good land where you will not lack anything in it, and there'll be no scarceness in this land. Well, that's not something they even asked him for. That was his idea.
Yes.
His plan.
Yes.
His will.
Yes.
For them.
Yes.
When did he change?
Yes.
Will he change?
No.
For any group of people or any time, period of time? No. Religion has substituted ideas of minimalism and, doing without to develop your holiness and this kind of thing. No. Now you need to be willing to sacrifice anything to accomplish the kingdom work.
Amen.
But even if it takes everything you've got on that particular day and at evening you're out, you're not going to stay out.
Amen.
Is that right? Because I just got more seed in the ground, right? And it's coming back to me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Men will facilitate it into my hands and bosom. So thank God, if you know this, you're not negative. And you're not sad. And you're not expecting things to get worse. You're expecting things to get better,
yes,
regardless of what you see,
yes,
and feel. Say it again, I'm having a great year.
I'm having a great year.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Having a great year. It's a statement of faith. And he described this place, this promised land. He said, Deuteronomy 6, when the Lord's brought you into this land that he swore to your fathers, Deuteronomy 6:10, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you great and goodly cities that you didn't build, houses full of all good things that you filled not, wells digged that you didn't dig, vineyards and olive trees that you didn't plant. This is a type of entering into blessings that you didn't produce. You didn't produce it. And we looked back over in the New Testament in Matthew 6, where he talked about don't worry, don't fret, don't be anxious about what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, all those things. He said, the Gentiles, people outside of God, he said, that's all they're looking for. And all of them are looking for that. He said, your Father already knows you need it.
Amen.
You seek first the kingdom of God,
yes,
and his righteousness. And the Lord said, all these things, and he's talking about material things, what you eat, what you wear, where you live, all this kind, all these things shall be added to you.
Yes.
Did you hear that phrase?
Yes.
Now see, talking about the ungodly, they're seeking after them.
Right.
They're chasing after them.
Yes.
They're working after them.
Yes.
He said, don't do that. Mm-hmm. You seek the kingdom.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You seek the kingdom. I know a good friend of ours and our elder in the faith, Brother Kenneth Copeland, he said one time they were needing some more finances in the ministry, and some of the office and the people, and we're talking about, you know, how can we get all the funds that we need, and they just weren't, you know, making too much progress that they felt like, and he said the Lord spoke something to him. He said, don't work on getting the money in. Work on getting the word out.
Amen.
And I will bring the money in. That's some of the best advice you will ever hear, right? Really, because I'm telling you, churches, ministries, other entities, they get into chasing the income. How can we get people to give? How can we? That's not your job.
That's right.
I said, that's not your job.
Right.
But people work on it. That's God's job.
Yes. Yes.
Which means it's too big a job for you.
Right.
Right? If it's God's job, you will never be able to do God's job. But you got a job.
Yes.
What's my job? Not to try to provide for myself, but to find his will and do his will and seek his kingdom.
Yes.
Now that has to do with preaching this gospel all over the world. That has to do with building churches and evangelism and all the things that are involved in accomplishing this work. Of course, you need money to do that. Of course, you need money for all the personal things in your family and all that. But the Lord said, the head of the church, the master, red letters in a lot of Bibles in Matthew 6, he said, you work on seeking my kingdom, and all these things will be what?
Added.
Not out of reach. Huh? Added. Who's going to add them? He's going to add them. And that's where you get into some of that turnkey stuff. Right? My wife and I have talked about this numerous times. As time has gone on, and we now have, you know, got multiple churches. We got multiple arms of ministry. This faith school's one of them, not the only one. And so something will come up that we need or want personally, but we're like, we're busy doing the work of the Lord. We ain't got time to spend a bunch of time trying to chase that and look at everything. We're asking the Lord, lead us to the right one.
Yes.
Or the right one to us.
Yes.
And we're focused on your stuff.
Yes.
Can you see that? And we have seen that over and over again. See, we live in the Google search generation. Right?
Yes.
You do a search and get 1,300,000 returns. And then people think they got to try to scan through that stuff. Are you joking? All you're going to do is wear yourself out and confuse yourself with unrelated information.
Yes.
To your situation, there's a better way.
Yes.
I said there's a better way. And that's what he's saying about this. There is the chasing, the houses, the goods, the stuff. The Lord said, no, I got that. I already got it for you. You just follow me. You fight the good fight of faith, and I'm going to get you into houses you didn't build.
Amen.
Filled with all good things that you didn't have to come up with.
Yes.
Wells you didn't dig. Orchards you didn't plant.
Yes.
Sound good to anybody?
Yes.
This is the real life of faith. But now see, if you love stuff too much, if you love money and you love stuff more than you love God, you won't live that way. You'll make the money your priority. You'll make the stuff your priority, and you'll spend all your time thinking about that, chasing that, trying to get that, and you will come up short.
Yes.
You will come up way short. Hmm? But if you're busy seeking the Lord, what did he say? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And what did the Lord say? Head of the church. All these things. That sounds like lots of things.
Yes.
Huh? He didn't say in these two things. All these things. What's he talking about? All manner of things. Places to live, things to wear, things to eat, things to drive, resources. All these things shall be added to you. Now, look in Proverbs, if you would. The book of Proverbs and the 24th chapter, Proverbs 24. We saw, I don't know, some four different times in Deuteronomy and Nehemiah and other places where the Lord said houses. Sometimes it said goodly houses. Huh?
Yes.
That's not an ugly house. That's not a bad house. It's a nice house, right? Goodly houses filled with all good things. That used to be God's will for his people.
Yes.
You got to remember, we're talking at least 1.5 million people. That's a lot of houses.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Too many houses for God?
No.
Are you joking? You took a look up in the night sky lately?
Yeah.
Houses for everybody.
Yes.
Now see, the devil, you'll see this, it comes up in different ways every generation or so. This fear of running out.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Hmm? Yes. One of the big things that's been a push in recent times is We're running out of earth. We're running out of environment, right? We're running out of icebergs. We're running out of oxygen. We're running out. There's always something that the enemy is pushing to get a fear of running out into you. And if you live that way, you're in bondage. Huh? The fear of running out. But if you listen to God, He'll put in you a faith for running over. Yes, He will. Yes, He will. And the truth is, there is more than enough on this planet for every human being to be rich beyond their imagination. There's more than enough. More than enough for everybody to have houses, lands, stuff. If you don't think so, you hadn't traveled much. I'm telling you, there's land for scores and hundreds of miles where nobody is. There's forest, there's streams, there's stuff. There's space. People just tend to want to pile up on each other in one little spot, you know. In the city. There's room. There's space. There's resource. God did not create a planet that couldn't sustain the population. Don't believe lies. The lies are designed to put fear in you. Fear of running out to get you to believe there's not enough to go around, because that leads to violence. It leads to covetousness and jealousies and violence, competing for the same limited resources. Lies. I said lies. God is our source, and He is unlimited. Hallelujah. And He can take care of you no matter where you are, and get you a house, and get you houses, and just fill them up with good stuff, and you still won't backslide. You love God. You'll still be in church. Is that right? And then you'll do whatever if He tells you to sell the house and send it to a missionary, you'll do that. Is that right? Whatever He tells you to do, but you won't be long without a house. Next thing you know, you'll have three. I'm telling you, this is how it works. This is how it works. Proverbs 24:3 says, through wisdom, a house is builded. By understanding, it's established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Yes. This is not cheap stuff. No. This is not worn out, faded, broke, torn stuff. No. You don't look at faded, broke, torn and go, precious. Man, that is high dollar. Precious, another word for precious is rare and expensive. And pleasant. Riches. What's that doing here in the middle of talking about the knowledge of God and the wisdom of God and understanding of God? And now we're into houses and decorating and carpets and furniture. And Fabergé eggs, and, huh? No, yeah, yeah. And see, people choke on this. They absolutely choke. They can't. Some people can't stand it. They cannot stand it. They're like, "That's wrong. That's wrong. That's twisting the scripture. Where did I twist it? Which one did we twist?" No, the problem is they have allowed religious tradition to replace the word. Yeah. They think more of their religious tradition than thus saith the Lord. Yeah. And we've all made mistakes in this area. This stuff is subtle. It's tricky. It's sticky. But let the word of God change you.
Yes.
Let your mind be renewed.
Yes.
Hmm? And believe what He said.
Yes.
And why fight a nice house full of nice stuff?
Amen.
Why? That's boom, shooting yourself in the foot. That's crazy, right? I mean, why do that? Go back up to Proverbs 15. Well, no, stop at 21 on your way there. Let me give you a couple more. Proverbs 21:20. 21:20. There is treasure to be desired, and oil in the dwelling of the wise. Now, oil in those days was a lot of times olive oil. It's money. It's like money. But a foolish man spends it up. Doesn't know what to do with it. Well, you don't have to be a fool just because you get some things. You could be wise. Treasure there. In the 15th chapter of Proverbs, 15:6, in the house of the righteous is what?
Much
treasure. Much treasure. Mm-hmm. Much treasure. We read in 24, the chambers, the rooms will be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Houses full of all good things. Well, you know, when the Bible says, if you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. Well, that's the expensive. That's the best. That's the top. Did the Lord, you know, human beings would never have been able to create amazing works of art, amazing architecture, amazing automobile, unless God had given the wisdom, right? And the understanding to do it. Did God give wisdom for people to know how to handle precious metals, how to engineer amazing machines or buildings or this kind of thing? Only for the ungodly? Only for those that don't believe in God, that blaspheme His name, and that we shouldn't have any nice things? No, the nice things, the money, the riches, has never been the problem. It's loving them. It's coveting them. And that's wrong no matter who you are. But he said, rooms filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Does this connect, though, with Matthew 6:33, if you're seeking the kingdom of God? Yes. Look in Psalm 112. Psalm 112 and verse 1. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. We saw like four different references to this in Deuteronomy and other places and Nehemiah, and now we're seeing it in Proverbs, multiple places, and now we're seeing it in Psalms. Does anybody believe the Word of God?
Yes.
Then it says houses.
Yes.
Filled with good stuff.
Yes.
Psalm 112 and 1. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord and delights, there's that word, delights greatly in His commandments. Well, how is he so blessed? In what way? His seed shall be mighty on the earth. When your kids are blessed, you're blessed.
Amen.
And your grandkids, right? Your grandkids and kids' kids. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. And all the people said, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Verse 3. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. Huh? Yeah, but what if God's will for him is more of a Spartan minimalist lifestyle? So he should ignore this psalm, right? So you're saying Psalm 12 is not for everybody. Is it or not? How can we decide who it's for and who it's not? How about everybody?
Yes.
Psalm 112, right?
Yes.
Psalm 112 is the Word of God. Yes. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever.
Yes.
Well, first off, you got a house.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Then you got wealth.
Yes.
And riches.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
It's a double punch, right?
Yes.
What you got? Wealth. Boom. What else? Riches. The left and the right. Wealth and riches. Why? Not just so you can sit in your big house with all your stuff and be lazy and be selfish, you got resources, right? You can do things. And the more resources you have, the more you can do. But how many would accept the word of the Lord in Deuteronomy, in Nehemiah, in Proverbs, in Psalms? Houses filled with good things, even precious and pleasant riches. Hallelujah. Good, nice things. You know, over the years, Phyllis and I we've sown a lot of things. We've received a lot of things. Sown some of the same things we did receive. But we got a number of things in our house serve no purpose except we like them. Like them, enjoy them, but there's nothing we have that we wouldn't let go just like that. Are you with me? If what the Lord said, let that go, give that, sell that, put that in the ministry, we've done it many, many times and we'll do it again. Why? Because we know there's a lot more where that came from, right? And the same God that gave that to us, He'll just add to you. And when you're willing to sow it gladly, He loves a cheerful giver, He'll multiply it back to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say it out loud. I delight to do your will. I delight in your great goodness, my good God. We'll see you next time in Faith School. Well, the Lord's ministering to us about this, and the truth is making us free. I always like to speak over, pray over our partners at the end of every week. And I'm quickened to say, if you've lost things in the past, lost a house, lost cars, lost land, the important thing is don't be bitter about that and don't blame God. One time the Lord told a king that he, you know, told him to do something that was going to take a lot of his resources. He said, "The Lord is able to give you much more than this." And God is able to give you much more than you lost back then, but don't blame Him and don't be bitter about it at other people. Let me lead you in a prayer. Father, we forgive anybody and everyone that has done any harm against us or taking anything away from us. We forgive them. We release them from that. We ask You to forgive them. And we do believe and we confess that You are able to give us much more than that, much more and better than before. We do lay hold of it by faith. We look to You for it, and we ask You and thank You for it in Jesus' holy name. You watch and see. When you don't let that bitterness stay, you're going to have better than before. We'll see you soon here in Faith School.
Thank you for joining us at Faith School. Class is dismissed for today, but you can watch this and other episodes of Faith School free of charge at faithschool.org. For more information, visit our website or call us at 941-702-7390